Yeah.
Well, you were telling me that occasionally, sometimes some people would make some money working with cotton. Is a one way to make money.
To pick it.
To pick it.
Pick
they,
his cotton.
They, now they would hire people to pick cotton. And they,
by the pound.
By the pound.
Pound
you get
pound.
Paid by the.
By the pound.
By the pound. That if
so
you,
much, 50 cents, 6 bits, or maybe
100.
Maybe a dollar, 100, you see. That's the way they waited. And the fellow that could pick the most made the most money, of course.
Well, now, usually how much could a person...
Well, now for me and for her, a couple hundred pounds is a good day's work.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
But some folks could pick four just as easy as we could pick the two. 400 pounds. I picked...
My daddy could pick 500.
I picked the folks that...
I took cash from my mother.
That had that picked 400 pound of cotton just as easy as I could pick two, all I know.
And we had a bunch of children that could pick 300 just easy. And then we had a couple of boys that was like dad and mom. You think of 200.
Yeah. Well, y'all, so you did raise some cotton now.
Oh, yeah, we raised cotton, yeah, we raised cotton.
Well, what would you do? Like to get the weeds out of the cotton.
You take a hoe and then hoe it out, chop it out with a hoe.
Mm-hmm.
You can plow it, but you're in that drill where the cotton is, you just can't plow, cover it all up with a plow.
Uh-huh.
And you take a hoe, and like a garden hoe, and chop that row out there. And sometimes it gets grassy and hard work to get that out there. Now,
oh,
it,
I bet. That sounds like back-breaking kind of
it
work.
It was, now.
Yeah. Well, what kinds of weeds would grow in it?
Well, it's crabgrass and foxtail in this part of the country for most. Then we had kookaburras. And we had smart weeds
and careless
weeds.
Oh,
would grow in it.
They're called
careless. Now, if you go over here in Missouri, they call them lightning rod weeds.
But
we call them over here. It's the same thing. We call them careless weeds.
And they have a top, and out on the end of the limbs, and there's about that big around. Stuff grows on it, and if that gets down your back when you dry picking cotton, and just pretend
and the seeds, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did that ever happen to you?
Yes, sir.
It
happened.
Well, now cotton and corn grow in a, you'd say that they grow in a, would you call that a field or a?
Yeah, a field, corn a field, yeah.
Well, what about tobacco? They grow it in a...
Well, it's a field, too.
That'd be a tobacco.
Yeah, but there's never been a lot of tobacco growed here. There's been a little growed here. And it, but it's just small quantities. But they sow the seed now for tobacco in a bed.
Oh, they do.
And burn a brush pile or something or other and sow the seed in there for, and pull a slip, pull a plants out and set them out. They don't plant them seed in a row like we did cotton and corn. Mm-hmm. But,
would people grow that up closer to their house,
they did here. Alright, most of them here that grow tobacco, they just grow it for home use.
Mm-hmm.
There's
mm-hmm.
been a few that grow for sale. It never did kick off here. I don't know that they can grow for the good tobacco, they say here, but it never was grown for commercial purposes here, Mark.
Well, you were telling me about fencing everything in. Now, what would they